Do you have your tonsils still? I mean, we're about the same age when they take tonsils out, boomity boom. Do you have your tonsils?
I think I do. And sort of embarrassed,
you know.
Well, late in middle age here, I'm finally realizing I never knew what a tonsil was. I thought it was that dangly thing in the back of my throat, but I've only got one of those. So.
Right. No, tonsils are on the sides there. Yeah. I had mine out. They were infected like my whole senior year in high school. So finally, you know, they had to go, and I haven't had, you know, I mean, I remember those sore throats. They were so bad. Mm-hmm.
Well, usually you hear about them with kids. They're larger, more active, and more likely to get infected with kids. And if they get infected, you get tonsillitis, and that's just, you know, inflammation and swelling of them. And it's in the back of your throat there on either side of the entry down your airway and feeding tube there. So if they swell up, it's harder to breathe and it's painful.
Tough to talk, everything. Yeah. So they're a gland? They're just some sort of gland? Do they do it? What am I not getting now that I don't have tonsils?
Yeah. So they're kind of like a gland, and they have to do with your immune system. They can make immune system cells. And they can also send messages, you could say, through your body to the rest of your immune system if there's a problem. And they're sort of strategically located there,
right,
where, you know, you're breathing all the time, right, down through that hole, and there are microbes on the air, and also your food and your drink are going.
A lot of germs passing by there. Maybe they're the early warning system.
Yeah, they're like the gatekeepers, the early warning system. So there's that use in there. But on the other hand, being in the first line of defense, they can be infected themselves too.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. I know – I mean, it was not unusual at all. I remember being in the hospital, having my tonsils out, Glens Falls Hospital, and I was in the kids – I wasn't actually 18. Yet, so I was in the kids section. There was like, I don't know, a dozen tonsils, you know, dozen kids that day. They just lined them up, and it was like the assembly line. So pretty common to lose them.
Well, the question is then, you know, is it do you really need them or not? And so there actually is a use. It is part of your immune system, but there is also the risk. And so apparently, as far as I can tell, experts disagree somewhat as to whether it's a good idea to take them out or not. I think the balance of evidence is you don't need them that much. There's a risk of infection.
Well, could they just look at other creatures that still have tonsils and somehow do experiments that would give us an indication of whether they're more important than we have been thinking, maybe?
Sure. Yeah, that's one of the ways we figure these things out. So they are common in other critters, you know, especially mammals. And so like sheep have six kinds of tonsils.
Wow.
So like one in the base of their tongue and one farther back in their throat and the roof of their mouth and stuff. And let's see, dogs have three kinds and cats have four kinds. So, you know, considering it to be that widespread, it's probably, you know, it's got a use. And so it's, you could say it's sort of the leading edge of your immune system. And if you take them out, your immune system can still handle this stuff. It's got a use, but it's you can live without them.
Okay. So now to that little thing in the top of your mouth there, that little wiggly thing.
Yeah,
that's
uvula.
Uvula.
Uvula. Okay, you got one of those. You don't have some people had split in half, a little fork, but that's not the normal way. So you have one, and actually less is known about that. Most likely explanation is from people that have had it removed, because it can also get infected or swell up from snoring and things. If that's removed, your mouth gets drier than it normally would. It's harder to talk. If you're a singer, you notice it's harder to sing. And it turns out, unlike the tonsils, it's humans that have a uvula.
Nobody
else?
So it's
uncommon. It was found, I think, in two individual baboons when scientists were looking. But maybe basically, it's unique to people. So speculation is it has to do with speech.
Uh-huh. Or somehow facilitates speech. That's interesting. Well, we may never know. All right. Thanks very much, Dr. Kirchsteiger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with Natural Sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.